Refuge verse in Short Mandala. Start second class, so we just finished like introduction Buddhism, so here today we're gonna talk about mind only school. Yeah, so actually mind only school is a little bit difficult than what do you say, Abhidhamma Kosha and Sutra, Siddha Mantra, yeah? So it's very difficult, and also studying of what is beneficial of studying of mind-only school. Mind-only school is really deeper than Abhidhamma Kosha and Siddha Mantra, but method of studying mind-only school or beneficial of studying mind-only school is really, really good for you to gain knowledge from middle-way school. When you get in middle-way school, if you have really good knowledge about mind-only school, it's really, really helpful to gain knowledge from middle school. Because here in mind-only school, they start to talk about emptiness. Yeah? But in Abhidhamma Kosha and Siddha Mantra, they don't talk about emptiness, but they just talk about, what we say, selflessness, a person. Yeah? Before I mentioned that, Abhidhamma Kosha and Sutra is part of Hinayana. Part of Hinayana, yeah? Hinayana, they only attain liberation. They don't assert attain enlightenment. Only assert liberation, yeah? Liberation or assert cessation, assert to gain or generate nirvana, or assert generate cessation. Yeah, so that's why in Hinayana they are talking about selflessness. View of Hinayana talking about selflessness as a person. Method of selflessness as a person is for antidote to the grasping as self, or method of talking about selflessness as a person or selflessness as a person is for attain liberation, for general liberation. Yeah? So that's why now we start to talking about Mahayana. Here we say in Mahayana and Hinayana, yeah? Maha means, here we say Mahayana. Maha means, in Sanskrit they say Maha. Yeah? In English we say great. In Tibetan we say Chembo. Okay, what does Maha mean? Mahayana mean? It means, when you get in stage of Mahayana, you have really great or very big responsibility. Mahayana means, Maha means, it means they have really great or really huge responsibility. Why they do have huge responsibility? Because they are seeking attain enlightenment for all sentient beings. They are attain a bodhicitta mind for the sentient beings. Because Mahayana means, Maha means great. Great means great responsibility. What do they have? Great responsibility. They have great responsibility to take care of sentient beings. Yeah? That's why we always talk, you know, when we take refuge here, I wish to attain enlightenment. I wish to attain bodhicitta mind for all sentient beings. Yeah, that's what we always take. We always talk about all sentient beings. We are doing everything for sentient beings. Yeah, but I mentioned that introduction class, it's not enough to only talk. I'm doing for sentient beings. Okay, then if somebody asks you, you always say, I'm doing everything for sentient beings. If they ask you, what did you do, sentient beings? If they ask you a question, yeah? Then you think, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. If that's why we have to do something for the sentient beings. We have to nice to sentient beings, other beings. You have to really think all sentient beings are equal to right to come out from suffering and right to have happiness. Yeah? That's what, also we have to really action. We have to do something, not only talk. As I mentioned, talking is very cheap, you know? Action is difficult. That's really try to do action step by step. It's really step by step. First you have to, if you really want to practice compassion, if you really want to bodhicitta, step, first step, second step, third step. Yeah, actually that's why I say it's really important to be, what we say, specialize on one thing. Like, do you know what I mean? Learn something, use like kind of one topic. Yeah, if just like, it's better to be master in one something, just like better to be master in compassion, or better to be master, better to be practicing of compassion, or better to be practicing bodhicitta or emptiness or something. You know, you have to choose one topic and then make sure is, you know, that is, yeah. Okay, that's why here we say Hinayana. Hinayana means, Hina means kind of great. Great responsibility, yeah? Great responsibility. And also I mentioned that practicing of mind-only school. Mind-only school. Mind, I already mentioned that beneficial of practice mind-only school, yeah? Okay. Then, when start mind-only school, yeah? Mind-only school is the pioneer of mind. Who is the pioneer of mind-only school? What do we say in English? Papa told me how to say in English. Asanga, yeah? pioneer of mind-only school, Asanga. But usually we say pioneer of mind-only school is Asanga, but somebody say Asanga is not real pioneer of mind-only school. It's future material. Material is pioneer of mind-only school. Because Asanga, during the Buddha time, there are lots of, there are kind of agui or something. Somebody came to somebody come to against the mind who practice mind-only school, and then they defeat mind-only school, and then mind-only school like kind of disappear. Then during the Asanga, then he really school like kind of disappear. Then during the Asanga, then he as again somebody ghost is there. There's no ghost. Romuchi emanation is come now. Emanation hour. Yeah. Then Asanga, they try to see these future Buddha, yeah? How to say, we try to see, yeah? Try to directly see a material Buddha. Then material Buddha, then he really lots of teaching. He got lots of teaching from material Buddha, and then he start to flourish mind-only school teaching in the world. Yeah, that's what we say here. We say Papa Asanga is pioneer of mind-only school. Pioneer of mind-only school. Yeah, that is where is mind-only school come from, yeah? I mentioned that what is beneficial of practice mind-only school, yeah? Then where is mind-only school come from? Yeah, that's what we have to know. Then mind-only school. Maybe this later I will tell, maybe when translator come is better. So now what mind-only school assert? But actually you can see here definition here in the page 16, when you have time, you can read and you can bring question next time, you know. I don't want to read whole like this. I try to do American style something, pick up some topic and just share. So, I really want to share just like main point. Because in mind-only school, because we are first time to study like mind-only school, you know. If you study like kind of all like, there are different mind-only school. There are different mind-only school. You don't have to memorize. If you can, it's okay. If you go all those things, make you confused. Even I'm really not clear all those kind of mind-only school. You know? Even I'm not clear. So, you don't have to be clear. That's sorry. I say I'm not clear. You don't have to be clear. Yeah. That's why you just know the what is beneficial of practice mind-only school, and then what view of mind-only school, what mind-only school assert different from the Hinayana, Abhidhamma Kosha, and Siddha Mantra. What kind of different things he assert, mind-only school assert. That's why mind-only school assert, okay? Mind-only school assert the selflessness of self-knower, yeah? Self-knower. Okay, but mind-only school doesn't assert external established. Do you make sense? No, usually here we say just like in here, if we say external establish is very, when we say it's easy, it's really kind of the deep view of mind only school. Opposite of external established or like or devoid of external established is the emptiness. Emptiness way of mind only school assert. That's why it's kind of, we say now they are talking about, okay, I make clear like in a Abhidhamma Kosha, yeah? Abhidhamma Kosha and Citta Mantra, they assert external established, yeah? External established, yeah? Because they really assert like kind of scientists. Yeah, because scientists say like this, or kind of those old things, like even like rock, even like rock, even like house, even like table, those all kind of external things, like kind of all forms, visible forms, produce, established by the collecting of collective atoms. That's what they believe. They believe. Yeah, everything just like, okay, table is, they say, okay, Hinayana, they say, oh, table is external established because produced by atoms. Yeah? Yeah, but usually this is like kind of philosopher's idea, you know? Some just like philosopher in like Asian, Western philosopher, they say, or somebody be like, oh, like even we say like world, yeah? They say world produced by just like water. Somebody say world produced by four elements. Yeah, that's what Abhidhamma Kosha believe that world or those all kind of forms produced by four elements. Yeah, there is not any form without attached with the four elements. Yeah, that's why kind of if you ask the question yourself, okay, is table consist with the four elements or not? Yes, we say, yeah, but say, oh, how table can consist with four elements? Because there's no water in the table. It's no water, yeah? Then what do you think? On that time, because it's really kind of like me, a table consists with four elements. Then four elements, fire, water, then earth, then water. What are the four elements? Yeah, no fire, then no water, we couldn't see, yeah? Then how table consists with four elements? What do you think? Then how going to say? Yeah, there's a four process, and because like table is like kind of, because like solid, it means like kind of solid, that means it's earth, yeah? Then it's like kind of table inside touching each other, like kind of heat and something, because need to glue or something, yeah? Maybe touching each other by heat, and then also it means then, if there's heat, of course there's like kind of, we couldn't see kind of like maybe moisture or something, you know? What I think, I guess. Yeah, that's why, like, that's what we say, table consists four elements. But anyway, because we don't care, like, table, you know. But here is a method of talking about external establish. External establish in talking of method what? Because, okay, I want to make sure. In Hinayana assert external establish, yeah? Why they talk about external establish? Why? What method? External established. External established means something, external things, something produce of external things. Why they are talking about produce of external things? Why? What method? What method? Why are they talking about produce of external things? why they interfere? You think, okay, they are talking about producer of external things. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't work. This can you apply within in your mind? This can use in your life? This is kind of useful or not? Yeah, they're talking about producer of external things, yeah? For what? First you have to find idea, producer of external things. Then when you get in mind only school, then you get producer of external thing is doesn't exist there. You kind of method, find method, opposite of produce external things is emptiness. In mind only school, opposite of produce external things is the deepest, the emptiness. We say like a void, yeah? Void of established, established exists is the emptiness. Then when you go this, then you go like, then like maybe it's table. Mind only school, do they believe table is the external established? Do they assert mind only school? They don't assert. Yes, table doesn't exist. Table is not external established because exist of table is by solving of the imprint in your mind. Yeah, then you see a kind of like it's really kind of like now this kind of when you say external, yeah? External, there is a different way to explain, like because mind only school, they doesn't assert external established, yeah? External means out from your mind, something. Assert something far away from mind or something opposite or something not related to your mind. That's why they said everything, mind only school, like all phenomena, that was a mind only school, means all phenomena is the same identity of mind, yeah? But this is a kind of hard topic. Now we have to find how all things are identity of mind. Then we have to check in mind only school. Then talking about their way of, they're talking how mind preserve the object, perceive the object. Yeah. How mind perceive object. Now like example like here, okay? Now we're talking about table. Maybe I give you like example, table. Is table, this table, yeah. We perceive, yeah? Everybody perceive this table, yeah? Perceive table by your eye consciousness. Okay? Then, which your eye consciousness perceive the table? What is cause of condition of your which your eye consciousness perceive the table? Yeah, because is other school like Hinayana, yeah? They say which eye consciousness perceive the tables? Cause of condition is table. They say. They say, if there is no table, there is not eye consciousness perceive the table. Yeah. But mind only school say once, since table is there, eye consciousness there. Since eye consciousness, since which eye consciousness see the table, then table is there. When table is there, which eye consciousness see table is there. Do you know what I mean? It makes sense? Maybe we have to wait translator. It's making me more confused. Yeah, but yeah, they said is appear table in your eye consciousness is by imprint on your mind. Yeah, image is there, and when you're, how to say, maybe you can say something. Yeah. Yeah, just like only also mind only school. Yeah, mind only school. Like they give example, like because if like kind of because when you watch table, you see different. Like maybe you see, hey, maybe like table is how to say. When you watch table, when everybody watch table, they have different view of table. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Somebody see very table is like kind of like small, black or something different. Everybody have different view, yeah? Just like we example, like if you put water in the glass. Somebody see this water is water. Then some who are really accumulate like kind of bad karma. Even water is bliss, yeah? They see like blood. Yeah, if people are really have like good accumulator kind of merit, they see like water is the like nectar. Yeah, that's why just like the here mind only school means they are really talking about everybody kind of different way to perceive or different way to look each other, you know. That's why we see, that's why we have problem, you know. Sometimes maybe when we angry, when you angry, when I angry, you know, yeah, like maybe within family, these kind of things. When you angry someone, or when you are really, when you are in kind of depression, when you are in a kind of stress time, during the angry time, you see your friends before very nice to you, you see them very bad or something, you see them really kind of wrong things from them. When you're happy, your mind is really clear or very happy, then your mind will be positive, you see it very nice. It's just like we see like when you have attached, you know, wife and husband, when you have really strong attach each other during the attached time, yeah? It's like a good example, okay? Attached time. This attachment change your mind, screw your mind, and then you see your wife and husband very nice, very beautiful, very handsome. It's ignorance. Attached, you see, change your mind, screw up. Once you're attached, go away. Then start arguing, and then you see your husband, wife, this always make me trouble, make me happy. It's what I have karma with him or her. That's what you say, you see? That means we have like, that's what we're talking about here, you know? It's very important. And that's why we have the kind of method how we mind be positive. You know, like, that's here. That's why mind only school. Mind? Hello, Nimala. Hello, Nimala.
Hello, Rumshi Tishdele.
Oh, Tishdele. Dang, Tandinima sends some call this year in the Shara Ratu to Mundu.
That's what I'm jealous.
Oh, Dang Asun the Ninama, any sends some big call the Dang Egich Dang, sends some basse the sends some ball and has a jumba in a pento carry or race at the end of the sheet jumba. Sends some ball jumba in a Chidang is sends some bit dawa de Juta Womale, and it is to attack on the deeper chair. Ani that the Ninaya sends some big. Tawa de takana ngarasu kenza da masone ya ta umabi tawa niela ya ta kenza da masone kocha de ores ta tinza ngarasu namju karasna chi tumba ni da mabuji mas dishi gore tishi di zambale tumba ni dusule ya ta kanda chindo da nga kari kanle ya tumba ni kanle ya ta kanda kwando nye ta kanda men muru kenza da wudi kanda senza bi tawa Sensam bitawa de laya, and the Jew Yabuji Lambaina, and Tininea, and Pombani laya, and the qua, and in Lil Hawucha to Egi, and the Jin, Cheva Yoris.
So, here we're talking about the benefits of learning or the studying studying the the proponent of mind-only schools, in other words, the standpoint of mind-only school philosophy. So the mind-only school is a higher tenets than the two lower tenets, such as Vaiseshika and Sutra schools. So here, the importance or the benefits of studying the mind-only school here is it actually serves as a step or serves as a platform for understanding the emptiness standpoint of Madhyamaka. So then. It's very important to understand what is meant by emptiness. What is emptiness? Whether one engages in the practice of the sutra or the tantra, understanding of the emptiness is very, very emptiness. Understanding of emptiness based on, based on the you know, the Majjhimaka standpoint. So therefore, in order to understand, have an in-depth understanding of emptiness. Based on the standpoint of Madhyamaka, we need to understand the emptiness based on the mind-only school. So it is therefore the mind-only schools of understanding of emptiness really serve as a step, the platform for understanding of emptiness standpoint of Madhyamaka.
Oh, did you? That, yeah, same zamba korang tawando with the karas ledu zambalaya, ngasuk indi nalulaya, same zamba slow the same zam slow to zambalaya, chu kandeji imba inaya, same gidani zam the tuba is lorda. And dahana, okay, chu kandeji same gidani zam tuba is.
So here, why it is called the Chittamataran, the school of Chittamatra, or it is called mind-only school is because this particular school actually asserts all phenomena is mere entity of mind. Every phenomena is a mere entity of mind. Thus, it is called mind-only school or the mind-only.
That the car logos in Pejabaina, Penazu, Chosen of Jabaina, Penazu, no Jabaina. Zu tongi zunzi michi da zu ni la pe jabaina. 생기 다니 좀 투슬라도 좀발에야 제 도모들에나 하즈르 니말라 생기 다니 좀 투슬라도 좀발에야 지당기 슈로기 쳬드즈 아니치기 셈레 로스 아니 세 마두바이나 데 마두바다 지 셈레 로스 여반다 오지다 아니치기 근데 좀 개차 마레스 생기 다니 슈로기 쳬드즈 좀 생기 파 조바르마도 생기 마조바이나 요 마레세 드네 개차 마레스 생기 다니 좀 두 슬로드 삼발야 페나 가라즈 주 더부 지 빼자바이나 주 가두 투바이나 주 통이 셰바지 준지 미시지 투 디거레스 라 준지 미시지 투 디거레스 준지 미시드 투 투 디바 다하라 아니 주 투 디거레스 이자 주 코랑 투 다 마투 세데 준지 미시 유다 마이 케처 마도 주 코랑 Zunze Mishi Koran, Mazu Tuta Oma Najigi, Zula Tene Tubers, the Negesha Mares, Dinzako, Seg Danis on Tubers, Isa Ona, Zukoran Tudu Zambale, Zunze Mishi Tugudu, Zunze Mishi Tudu Zambale, Zu Tugudu, Ani Katu Zu Muton at the Carcel of the Zambale, Ko Pacha Zutuai, Pacha the Seo Mares, Pacha the Sedu Zambale, Ko Zutongres, O Tendeji Indeshi Tongres.
So why it is called, you know, why it is called the mind only? Why the mind only school actually asserts all phenomena as a, you know, entity of mind, entities of mind. So here, we're not really speaking, mere speaking about if there is no such a such a mind or or the form, you know. Perceiver of the form, such as eye consciousness, that perceived form, is not exist, then there will be no no form. And this is not what we were talking about when we talk about the mind only, the mere entity of the mind. When so, what is in this particular school of thought? Is saying why everything is mere entity of its mind is because at the moment the form apprehending eye consciousness exists, then the form itself coming into existence simultaneously. There is no alternate, there is no time difference between the two, but rather it both of these two exist simultaneously. So then, why did eye consciousness unable to perceive at the point at this point the form is because it's the latency of this mind, the latency of this mind is not being able to manifest it. So whether the particular mind or the consciousness that sees the particular object is really dependent upon the manifestation of the latency of the consciousness.
Tinza ta kanda sen sambe kande logus lo de sambala ya. Chu se koran tutle los. Chigi shigi ngobo ta kanda duje gi chu tutsu yo mares.
So therefore,
the
mind only school does not assert any external object other than the mere existence of the ones, mere existence of the mind. Everything that exists is mere entity of the mind. There is no such external object or the phenomena that exists independent of of mind.
The insan, ta kanda ngaso ki pena, same ki dani zam tu sulo tu zambala, same tu sulo shigi chio tu sulo yomar sulo tu zambala ya, ta chigi shigi ya tu sulo los yomar leba ina, chorangi pasu chigi shigi ngobo, ane chigi ngarazo chosu, chorangi chosu tongu du, nge chosu tongu mundu la, kecha ji yor bas, pasu tongu mundu, 시발라 통구 통구 믿으지 깨쳐지 여러 봤어. Tī gyāchā tā kāni lēkri sī lā tū tsāmbā lā yā, sēn tsāmbā lā yā, shēpa tī kī tōng tā mā tōng sē yādi, kāndā pāchā sē mā sē rē sī tā kāndā, kō pāchā tā tōng yā kī pāchā tā sē bā yīnā, āni kō tōng kū rē sī, pāchā tā mā sē bā yīnā, kō tōng kū mā rē sī. Pēnā, ngā rā pēnā wā yā bā yīnā, sēn tsāmbā yā dī kār lā wā sī lā tū tsāmbā lā yā, ngē mī shē lā, ngī mī shē lā tōng yī chō sī dī, chō rā mī shē kī, tōmō māyīn bī jū rēs, rē bē mārē bē sēn kēchā tūpā yīnā, sēn sā bē mārē sī lau rēs. Pēnā ngī mīshē kī tōngyā kī tātān tī chōtsu jī duwa, ngī mīshē kī tōngyā kī chōtsu tī, ngī mīshē kī jū rē, ngī mīshē kī jū dī jī bī chōtsu tī, chā rā mīshē kī jū rē bē mārē sī lau bā yīnā, sēn sā bē mārē sī lau rēs. Mārē lāyā tī kārā sī lau tū tsāmbā lē, ngā rā tsū kī mīshē kī chōtsu lā tā tū tsāmbā lē, 조슬라 통스 문다지 요레스 통스 문다와데 소즈 바차 자다 문다지 라 통스 문다와데 소즈라 바차 문다와 요바다 원서 디 바차 세위 덥지 통스 문다 요레스 니 공도 빼자바 나신기 가라즈기 치푸바 강 나로라야 아니 푸바기 나로라야 치푸바 강 루바이나 지기 수수수기 나를 내기 바차기 원기 치델라야 통춘 담마다 용리스 페나 심친 레 마다바이나 하르 레사네 디 답지 바차 두자 자바이나 디 치들라야 치드 코 드지 임바이나 코랑이 나타 통으리 지기 심친 레 타바 임바이나 코랑이 하르 레 디기 바차기 답지 치들라야 다가르 두즈 통으리스 다치 심친 라제기 지기 주마 남지 코랑이 지 칠레 베주 롱주 등이 나라서 나지 임바이나 고 레기 바자이다 다가라 고 치통리 진짜 센짱베기 시발라 나다 마나세드 만치에기 코티기 바자기 파주디기 바자기 세더 나스 로리스 딘자 당가족이 바차 슬로드 좀을 당가서 센짱발레 바차 생이 간데지 로드 등가서 손을 지당고도 다가 나지기 센짱바자 멘비기 나라서 뱀스비 개체 모르스 마속이 텐데야라 진이 마시 운두 잠발야 마랑속이 잠블이 코란다 므메체당시 운두 잠발야 토마 마리바 아니 니반 드시스로도 잠발레 아니 레티기 레기 바차데 생강라 자그리스에도 다간다 도스 엄마 바 참에 인도고라 바차데 생강라 자스로도 잠 다 바차 생의 컨텐트 오지래야 아니 바차 자네 아니 드니네 가서 무주당 시그라 미에 제당 시그라 다 바차 생각해 주려고 가서 들어가서 과하다 알았다고도
So now So everything that exists is mere entity of our mind according to this particular philosophical tenets and then we may ask the questions So if everything that exists is mere entity of mind, then how about the table in front of ourselves? You know, we talked about the table in front of ourselves, that I see that particular table in front of myself and he sees that particular table and so forth. And then, so we all have the idea of seeing that particular, or table in front of oneself. And then one may see this particular table, and then one may not see the table. And whether who is seeing the table and who is not seeing the table is completely dependent upon whether or not the person's latency, the clarity of person's latency, a manifestation of the latency of the individual's mind. So here, for instance, if one particular object, that is the object of my eye consciousness, and this is the exclusive object of my eye consciousness, however, this particular object of my eye consciousness cannot be the object of your eye consciousness. The reason why it is not the object of my eye consciousness is not object of your eye consciousness, is we have a different way of perceiving that particular object based on our own latencies or our own propensities of our own mind. So, for example, let's take example of the cup full of nectar, and it is a cup full of nectar. When the cup full of nectar is perceived by the different individuals with the different propensities or the different latencies based on the different accumulation of karma, it appears that the nectar in a different way. For instance, someone who has accumulated negative karma, intense negative karma, that is because of their negative karma, that the manifestation of the latency enables this individual to perceive that cup full of nectar as a cup full of blood. Similarly, if someone who accumulates positive karma, virtuous karma, when they come to see that, when they come to perceive that particular object, the cup full of the nectar can be seen as a nectar, and then another individual can be seen as a cup full of water. So you see the one particular object that is perceived by the three different individuals, but this particular object doesn't appear to the three individuals as the same object, but rather different. The way it appears to them as a differ, it is because of their own latency, because of their own the propensity of their mind. So then, whether that particular object is appear or the particular object is perceived by that particular particular consciousness or that particular subject is really depend upon the manifestation of the propensities or the latency of that of the particular minds. So therefore it is not understanding the latency or the propensities, or you could also call it imprints of the mind. Understanding of this is very, very important, not only just because of to study the mind only school's philosophical tenets, but rather it one need to understand, because when the mathematical standpoints, when it comes to the 12 links of different origin, when we go through the studies of the 12 links of different originations, so it talks about begins from talking about Marikpa, and then Dujigile, which is the volitional act, and then and karmas and so forth, and then it talks about the latencies. So this 12 links of different originations actually talks about how the individuals, the beings coming into beings. So therefore, the process of the latency, the evolution of the the imprints or the latency, understanding of this is very, very important.
It's a little bit confused. It's hard. So yeah, here yeah, just mentioned that it's latency. Yeah, he mentioned like imprint. Yeah, in a mind only school, they always talk about imprint. Just like we have, I just mentioned that we are really in cycle in samsara, and also we exist in this world. Yeah. Yeah. Then if I ask you a question, how do we exist in this world? Then we have to explain, we have to know we exist in this world by kind of cycling of two links, yeah? It's like first twirling, first grasping itself, then by grasping itself, then accumulate karma. That karma put imprint within your mind, on your mind, yeah? Yeah? Now we have to find, karma put imprint within your mind. Then what do you think? What kind of imprint? How is imprint? What do you think imprint? What does imprint mean? Yeah, within your mind. Just like example, like because if animal go on the muddy, walk on the muddy, they put imprint there, yeah. They put imprint there, yeah. Then people can find, in just like in Tibet, before many years time, when they lost animal, like a farmer, they use imprint. Then they find imprint, yeah. That's why we just like we don't put imprint within our mind, like animal put imprint by food. But how do we put imprint? But we put like imprint of kind of action, like power or like potential of your action put on your mind, within your mind. That's imprint when ripening, then get some result. Like if you have really kind of imprint of to see this table, then once this imprint rising, then you see table. Yeah, that's why everybody have different imprint, as everybody have different view. That's what we say, yeah. Everybody, we see particular table, one table here, yeah. But we have different view of seeing this table. Because by different imprint. That's why in Siddha Mantra say, particular object of my eye consciousness, like kind of this table, is not cannot be object of your eye consciousness. Then what do you think? But you think, oh, Rinpoche see this table, I see this table, yeah? Yeah, but because they see different way, yeah? That's why we say like, oh, somebody see me nice, somebody see me something kind of strange, Rinpoche, like kind of cowboy. Just kidding. There's no cowboy. Yeah, because, yeah, like, yeah, because different view, you know, different kind of imprint within your mind. Even like, everybody have a kind of nature of Buddha nature within our mind. Yeah, Buddha nature within our mind. How do we say? We explain, ngatsuki Buddha nature la du sambale, ngatsuki deshi kora jau du sambale, ranji neri da jenji ris ni kang deshi jangura. That same zambegi, ranji neri da jenji ris la du sambale, ngaranso Buddha ki nature, same thing kang lai, pacha jile, she warda. That ranji neri kora deshi jau bai na pe jachembre. Insan, that chigi, oma pada du sugi chigi, Buddha nature's ranji neri no jile, deshi jau bai na, tomba ni kora laya. Tomba ni len deshi jem, ti tomba ni tongji chujin, sen de, ani ya sanji ngu len dro de mandro ji, kese shi wara. Sen zambegi, sen kan len deshi jem, sen tingi, bacha de ya, ani kanda ri se da ma se se, ti kan len deshi jem, ting zang. Tang arasa nangji, Buddha nature yore, ani sen de, ani nangji ngi, chigi tenba nangji, nangki rangji la ya ma da ba, chi rangji la nyoba ma ji ba, nga su kani shi gore de, pa kanten dong yore se de, Buddha ki nature intang do kanten dong de, tu Buddha sala ya nga su sem de kanten dong se ba, chi ten do na, anin deshi jya me na, anin kala kao do ane, anin meditation, Buddha nature kan la ya, meditation che na, meditation che sa ma do. Di insa pya misi bi kyeche mo re, sa rang su la ya, chi tang ki, di zi ba, ngasu di shi yung du zamba le, ngwa nyobun da wada, ka le ka bun da wji yor da, yinaya, ngunya tani zozo son da na, duzu pe misi ke chi mwishi wji rin shas.
So, here, you know, it's very important to understand, you know, when we talk about the latency or the imprints, right, we talked about earlier, to understand that, because according to my knowledge schools, talked about here, the Buddha natures. The Buddha nature can be a two. One is a developable Buddha nature, and one is the natural or the Buddha nature itself. And so here, if one is unable to understand that the latency that abides within one's own mind, then one will not be able to find any, you know, basis to explain what is meant by Buddha nature. For here, in the Madhyamaka standpoint, so they talked about emptiness of one's own mind, and the mind is the basis of the emptiness of one's mind, and this is the mind that the continuation of this particular mind at some point become completely enlightened, become completely free from obstructions and impediments. So then when it comes to the Mainoli school standpoint, it talks about the latency of one's own mind, the development of one's latency of one's own minds. So it is through the developments of the latency of one's own mind, then eventually through the development of the latency of one's mind, the manifestation of the latency of that particular mind will then reach the final state of enlightenment. So normally we talked about our mind is unpolluted. In other words, it is untainted by the pollutants, untainted by the pollutions. It is just like a nature of space, nature of sky. It is completely untainted by the clouds, free from clouds, just like a water is untainted by the muddy, untainted by the muds, and untainted by the pollutions and so on. Similarly, one's mind is untainted by this, negative thoughts and emotions. We keep saying that, but then when it comes to actual explanation of how the development of the latency or the development of the imprints of one's mind take place, if you're unable to explain this particular part, then there's no room for meditation on Buddha nature. We talked about Buddha nature, but if you're unable to have a proper understanding of what is really meant by this development of this, latencies and so forth, and there's basis for meditation on Buddha nature.
Tinza ngazogi Buddha nature ye the same se da kanda sen sambeg man che pa cha de ne sen san je dan je du zambale ta rangi neri da jinjuri ti kan ro cha res tinza Buddha nature se de da kanda rangi neri jinjuri ta dne ne Buddha nature se de Buddha nature se le du zambale ngaran zu sen koran ti le san je ge nu ba yore se le du zambale ta kande ji je du ti langa de le kande ji ndo ge o tin de ji de da kanda rangi neri kan la ya ta rangi neri se de sen sambeg pa cha ani ta oma ba zu chi ni se di kan de ji ji ore tin za chara ne ga chem shi ore tin za ge de se le de tin is ani ye de ma bu shi ji ani sa ma na mi da sa na ya de de ro ji ri sta.
So it is important to pay attention and really to pay close attention to know about this. It's very important to know. So because when it comes to the Mainoli schools, the way of gaining the state of enlightenment is through development of the latency or the imprints of one's own mind, and so therefore it is their assertion, the Mainoli school's assertions of the Buddha nature is the latency of one's own mind, whereas the Madhyamaka standpoints of the Buddha nature is said to be the emptiness of one's own mind and so forth. So therefore, it is based on assertion of this latency, then we assert the Buddha nature, which is possible for every beings, can reach the state of enlightenment, can accomplish the state of enlightenment. So therefore, then when we speak about, you know, reaching the state of enlightenment, accomplishment of complete state of enlightenment, then how can we really get there? What kind of path that one really need to follow to be able to reach that state of enlightenment?
Clear, yeah? It's clear. That, okay.
So what's the difference between latency, bacak, and
generality? Yeah, I will talk later. Mini generality is kind of refers to the object, yeah? Object of the concept of mind, yeah? Yeah, is no kind of like, is not too much related to the imprint. The imprint here, what does imprint mean? You think like imprint, like animal put imprint on the mud, yeah? But we think like this, yeah? But in Tibet, we say imprint, like pacha. Pacha means nuba. Pacha the nuba, tenchi is loris. Pacha is loris, sambale, dig nuba. Nuba is loris, ta.
Bacha in the Tibetan, which is, we
translated it in English as the latency or the potency, or it's also translated as an imprint sometime. And so this is, equals to, this actually equals to, nuba, which is the, which has ability or the power.
Benang, Chonos, Beno, Jaina, that Chonos, Namju, the Karsan, and Asugi, AT conceptuality, yeah? It's kind of dissolving. When you practice Tantra, things are, when you say earth dissolve to water, water dissolve to fire, something like, when your eye consciousness dissolve to, kanda, such la thing, me, chumela, tim la jura. Tim's la du sambalaya, nato sakura churin rore, chukura sarin rore, lomara. To the nazi, dead and die, satchula, teams loaded some ballet, sakwarang, nuba yoraka, that nuba the tama, machu chu, sin dikon doja grace lorda. Nuba the dikon doga's lorda.
No.
As a team said, they sat the children was ketchamara. The nazi, marazogi, been a land of shibaina, le korang, that leka karchebainaya, le korang, leka mumu mumu jeje, that le dig leka cheg, that kind of nuba doja. Legando the Patsani, the Koran Nubandodi, Lega Cheg, the Kanda Nubandodi, Pajusankalaya, Sachula Timba Najigi, Sachula Tim becomes the Nubadi, Chukala Liba Najigi, and Machu Digan Lendo is. Ra Benangarazo Canendo Jagor, Benjalando Gila Bejavina, Jalando Bejavina, and Dijosu Kalaya, Ben and Dijosu Kalaya, Nege, Jala Mambuji Jaba Jira, Bena Jozu Gale, Jozu Gale Jala Mambuji Jabaina, Jala Tsamagi Kanda Nubana Di, Sama Jozu Gale, shoot Sama Cock on Tijagra, Sama Cock on Tataganda called Nubadi Kanda, Tigal Tiba, the Nedoji, Tanga the Beno, the Nedojana, Yamundibis.
So, let's, you know, take an example of the dissolution stage when we practice, when we engage in the practice of Tantra, Ashoka Tantras, we talked about the dissolution, 80 indicative thoughts and so forth, right? So, in relation to that, we have, the practice of the dissolution of the four elements, such as the earth element is dissolving into the water elements, and the water element is dissolving into a fire and wind and so forth and so on and so forth, right? So here, when we speak about the dissolving the earth elements into the water elements, that doesn't mean the particular earth element actually dissolving into that, but rather it is potential of the function of that particular earth element is exhausted. Then the functions of this water element become more manifest. So this is what is meant by dissolving. It is not that some kind of object that dissolving into the liquid or some kind of water and so forth, and it becomes a water and melts and becomes a water or becomes an earth and so forth, but rather potential of its functioning is exhausted, then the other elements become more manifest. That is what it means by dissolving. It's really pretty much related to the latency or the propensities. So then again, I'll set another example. When I have a lot of things, if I accumulate all of things and then I just place all those things that I have accumulated on the particular table in front of me, and the weight of all this, you know, objects is actually put on the table. So now that there's an object and the weight of that object, right? You could see there's a clear distinction between the object and the weight of that object. And then the weight of that object is completely put on the table. The table is the one actually supports the weight of that object. So the weight can be related to the latency or the propensities.
Yeah, action, you know, action put on something on your mind. Power of ability of potential of action. Like when your karma accumulated karma. When karma disappear, karma action put on your mind. Yeah, because you have to, when before karma put action on mind, karma have to disappear or not? I have a question now. Why? No. I just like question, okay? First, when you exist in this world, yeah? When you exist in this world, what should you do? You have really strong grasp in yourself. This, by grasping yourself, you accumulate karma, yeah? When you accumulate karma, put imprint or latency on your mind, karma have to disappear or not? Have to finish, why? Yeah, it's like kind of transformation, you see? It's like kind of sequence, you know? It's like causal, like kind of, it's like, that's why like in Buddhism term. Yeah, one result come and then the cause have to disappear. Like transformation, like. Yeah, because then there's no more karma action, you know? Karma disappear. But his potential, karma, his potential is on your mind. Potency or potential. I think so, yeah, this is kind of good example. Then you have some kind of example. What do you think? Is clear or not clear? Potency or imprint? Imprint, yeah? Okay. That, since somebody is shibala naya the pacha set of nangs lodu sambale, that chitangi pacha set of namba ina, nanda kar pacha karyos lodu pacha de sumjagar, three imprints, potency. Ngojuji pacha, dadi pacha, sibi pacha, ta pacha tesungi, wangi da simje susu le ya nga zo nangdang mnda wadi bacha desung ki wangi nangi res desung bu kangru mayi ngi gi kanda chiyoji nga zo nangi yo maris lor da
so here Bob in the Manyoli schools when it speaks about the appearance of the object to the subject to one's consciousness in other words it's very appearance of our you know the object to the subject is due to the manifestation of the latency or the potency of one's own mind one's mind so then when it comes to the potency or the latencies there are of three different kinds of the potency which becomes manifest and which enables our you know consciousness which enables the object that you know appears to our consciousness so there are of three different kinds of bhakshya or the latencies so bhakshya sumri karga soin barumche
ngoju ji bhaja dati bhaja sibi bhaja
ngoju ki bhaja in bachi de
laso
the instinct of intention it is a ngoju ki bhaja with intense of injection sort of the you have instinct of intention then instinct of the view of intentions the sibi bhaja bachi de sipa sen de dang gan zo sibi bhaja sepa sibi ko okay the instinct of samsaric experiences rikting ki bhaja re chi
dati bhaja
dati bhaja daktar wa
da
instinct of the the instinct of the view of grasping itself it's the next and the sibi bhaja waji de instinct of samsaric experience
it's clear it's a little bit confusing yeah because
it would be
a little bit profound of course there's their view you know is not easy it cannot be easy yeah things are that ngazu ngoju aslo du sambalaya ngarazu ngozu chi mishe du zu ngozu tonde ai on the re the mare is like ngozu love de ajro tinde ji tingi ta kanda ani pacha ja bi tab ji tonde ajdo o tusu le ngoju ta da ti pacha aslo du sambalaya chi tang ye ngarazu gi chi shebal na de ade shebal tonde ade chi gi tonde de sheba korang gi ji pa che ba member ji pa shu ji sheba jin gi zir ji jin ro che ne ane pa cha ro di gi che che ne pa cha ro ya ne ji dang zen lo so ba dang ta gang da ngara zu gi ji gi kun tu da nga je dang de cha gi tin de gi je wang tu song ne ta gang da nga zu dra me na zu ji tong a ji yo ra o tu zu sa ma de gar zu na pa shu ji se jin ji le tin ne di gi zir yeji tsu yi wa to ne yeji tsu an ku ma ta ne di ya ne pa cha cha bi do ji thong ya ji do o tle ya da ti pa cha as lo da an si bi pa cha as lo du zo ma le zo zo da kan da ngara zo gi ji gi zo zo da kan da si bi pa cha je da kan da je ba tu zu gi na zu le da ngara zo ji ba xie ne an ji bi ji ba xie ne da ji xie ne an de ne gi da ji lo gi ri ba gi ji da ji cha ne an ngara zo ji la ha kwa ya ji do chiba chena ani bacha chena ha yo o tuzula ya ani cb bacha hasan da kanda o dne nga su thong su dne ro jido thong su mdao jido
so the first one is what is meant by the ngonjo ki bacha the instinct of intention it is a to seeing the mere fact of things when you see some kind of objects and you have instinct of this is that and this is this so you have some kind of you know judgment regarding the particular object that is seen by your, you know, it is perceived by your consciousness, whether it is eye consciousness or any other consciousness and so forth. So this is what is meant by instinct of intentions. The instinct of the view of grasping itself is here again, the very, you know, the object that appears to yourself, you know, the subject that actually perceived that object, particular object, is actually, you know, induced by another type of mental factor, such as anger, hatred, and so forth. When the particular anger that actually induces a one consciousness that perceived one particular object. Object that appears to this particular subject is not really to do with the subject itself regarding that particular perceiving that particular object, but this particular subject itself is actually driven by the anger, hatred, and so forth. And so that's what is meant by the instinct of the view of grasping itself. So so then here the instinct of the samsaric experiences, it's an inferential thought. The thought that you went through a critical analysis and you have generated some kind of thought that understands one particular things based on some kind of reasonings and so forth. So it's pretty much like inferential thoughts.
I give like example more, maybe. Pena ngaransu le beja baina. Pena nguju bacha ge chidang ye nguju bacha sle ndri ndu mari ndu segi ndu segi ndu sda ngu shi de ju la. Thong de yin ya ngazu dadi bacha ngaransu le beja baina. Dadi bacha ngaransu le beja baina. Chigi phasho nan de de. Narazu Mishi dan Susu Gan Tomba de Pashu Yu Shuru Korang when it do debachi Korang when it do debachi. Ra Tinza, the Nedin hour, the Nadia Sama Dadi Baja Danze Wang in Nowadays. Self grasping dig Wang in Nowadays. Penakare Narazu Mijil Jitaba in a son of Jitamba in a Pashu de Susu Gan Temba de Yi Shajaji. So, can't ever in Shasha the Yundakasil of the Zamal, can't number the Paru Korang on a year debachi. Pasho ding on a year debachi. Can't number in a Pasho ding on a year debachi. Pasho ding a year debachi, Susu Senlaya, and a shad debachi. Was a sons of the Ned Tongoraya. Susu can't number in a yin Shasha, can't temper in a yin Shasha. Ra? What is not there some of Dadi Bacha? Ra? Karna baina, Pashung when it drew the Bajimado, Pashung when the chick no two menge down, or the little on your tomb, or taka no two yemi down. Mother Seba, so su dancing shuchimui. Pashu mudder chiangitona, chiant tara pashu the mudding when you devachi. Pashu muddy, then arasu non you kundu damas, same machi we call a tara legdo. Tinza, chiangiton baina, chiant the baji tara, you devachi. Pashu ting when you devachi. Shiva Korang la Matuba, Pashu ding on you devachi Tagar Noda.
Shiva la Matuba, some
good. Shiva Korang la Matuba, Tagaran, Sosu Nansula Matuba, Tagaran Pashu ding on you devachi. Dinza, you de Maris. Choron, Choron,
Niba Dimba.
Re Dadi Baja
Bacha Dimba.
Dinza, the Chorong in Nambada, Chorong is somebody, no to race, Pashu ding on you deva Maris. The Chorong in Nam Debadi, Chorong Dati Pajang number the Hako Gris. Sahamaji Chorong the number the Choros Drabuni Bahako Gris.
So, here, you know, one thing that we need to understand, important to understand here is like when something that appears to one's own eye consciousness, and for us, we take it for granted. And the conscious, you know, the object that appears to one's own eye consciousness is as if it exists independent of, you know, of by itself, without depending upon, you know, upon the consciousness subject, which perceives that particular object. So this is what we really look at ourselves. You know, things that appears to this one's own mind is we have a tendency of having an idea of having that particular object is completely exist independent of one's own consciousness. Independent of one's own consciousness. Or with no dependence, with no depending upon one's own consciousness. So this is pretty, you know, if one can really try to think about oneself, and you will be able to really come to understand through one's your own experience. For instance, when you get angry with someone else, looking at somebody, and you will actually look at that particular person, which causes you to generate anger, exists inherently by itself, without any depending upon one's own subject. In other words, one's own mind, one's own, you know, or consciousness. You see that is objectively there, and that is the one that causes you to generate angers and so forth. But so this is what we call, you know, the second latency, which is the instinct of the view of grasping at self. It belongs to the category of the grasping at self. So if you really, you know, look at carefully and, you know, examine carefully, there's no such things that exist independent of one's own consciousness. The object that appears to that particular consciousness is completely dependent upon that particular consciousness. There's no way that the object is actually independent of this particular, you know, the consciousness. So we have a tendency of looking at things that actually inherently exist without depending on our consciousness. So in which case, if you really, you know, try to think carefully, we will see how stubborn we are.
That's why we are stubborn, because I'm very stubborn, because self-grasping, too much pride, that's problem, making me problem. I always see my thing is right. My thing is right, your thing is wrong. That means I'm very stubborn, grasping itself, make me trouble. Okay. Okay, sure.
What is the definition of mind and the definition of consciousness? And what is the difference between mind and consciousness? Because some translation in Chinese, they use consciousness only. They don't say mind only, but they use the term consciousness only. This particular sect, or this particular, what do they call? Approach. Oh. Yeah, here is mind only, right? Mind only school. In some Chinese translation, they say consciousness only school. They don't use mind only.
Mind ledger. Is kind of in our English term, it's a little bit make confused, like mind and consciousness. In English term, you know, just like kind of scientists, they say like consciousness is like kind of refers to the feeling. Yeah? It's kind of refers to the feeling. Yeah? So, is it okay or not? But scientists, yeah? No? Yeah, it's like kind of, yeah? Yeah, but anyway, but in Tibetan, okay, in mind-only school, or mind and consciousness in Tibet is mind and consciousness. When you mind say it's like in Tibetan, like same. 나속이 mind 슬로드 삼발에 보기 나로래 same. Same 더 신중 레이저 same 더 이제 컨트롤스. 다 간다 된다 도도 시바이나 디 나로래야 나속 인지 나로 시대에 아니 mind the consciousness 레이디 간다 시바다 지바 지장레스 다 간다 나속이 awareness 레이다 knows 레이 간다 로리 나로지 레이다 어디다 지바 지장레스 그래서 단위 가까르마다 지바 지장레스 디인상 아주 consciousness 레이다 mind 레이다 awareness 레이다 정말 아니 타니 카가르마도 치바지장레스.
It's just that they just bear a different name, but they're all the same. You know, such as consciousness, mind, awareness, knowers, and so forth are all same.
야, this is good. Yeah, because 지난 가서 보기에나로 mind slow 드잠발에 same slow라.
어, same.
Same slow 드잠발에. 당가도 샘도 시바니 지바 잡아이나 야 디즈 카칸로지다 마더 레그리스
라마노
소네 하고 당바인 다데 당가서 시라 라토야 갈카버 다데
노 더 건저 남시다 샘기 개바 시고 도와
남시다 샘기 개바다 어디진 마르레 오레스
러스러스 so that but if you look at based on the Tibetan you know texts when you speak about the mind and consciousness. The mind in Tibetan is sim, and namshi is consciousness in English, translated in consciousness in English. So there is a slight difference between the two, but we're not going to go through that, but it creates more complications.
Mind is the same, and shivas, yeah? 그게 또 내가 same 슬러드 잠발래야 대시 로스 질레그 이내 다드 시라 내가서 게임도 다 간다 된다 도도지는 니 나로시에 대 mind 라이나 conscious 라이나 awareness mind consciousness awareness all same is a equivalent they all are equivalent yeah they all, yeah but different terms yeah.
So according to this mind only school. Everything appears in consciousness, right?
Yeah, everything appears.
So
yeah.
Even object and subject appears in consciousness.
Object and subject, yeah. Also subject, like, kind of we say, what do you mean? Subject appear in consciousness.
The perceive and the perceiver are all in consciousness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the lower da kanda kusogi yujin subject object appear consciousness lo du sambale. Chidang gi kanda ngazu yudi kanda yujin shiba la chagi yoba ina yu changi gi da kanda yujin shiba lo zhagura. Then ngarazu da jozu changi gi jozu tongi gi da kanda subject jira. Jozu tongi gi subject di jozu tongi korangi Shiba Koran Chagribes and Chagmaris. In a Jozu Koran Tongi Shiba Jura, Koran Changi Yunja, and Shiba Jimba Jilos. These are Azu Raris in the Jagdos. In the Shiba Los or the Jayores, Benazu Rari Lajachore, and a Jozu Koran Nangi Shiba, Jozu Nangi Shiba Koran Changi Dakanda, and a Jiba, Doba, and a Rari, and Shiba Koran Los, Shiba Los Jagur Madoya. 조즈 창의 시바 코랑이 조즈 창 조즈 나의 시바 코랑이 코랑 나스 말했어.
So here, when we speak about the appearing the object to the subject, right? So here we talked about both subject and object that appears to the of the consciousness or or consciousness, or the mind. Let's take an example of the I consciousness. In other words, the consciousness that actually, perceives, the table in front of oneself. And this table in front of oneself that appears to your particular, the subject mind. And however, they again here, we cannot say the particular mind itself appears to the mind. But rather, there is a third, person or the third, mind that perceives that particular, subject which actually perceives the table. So therefore, we see as a self-knower, right? Self-knower is the one that actually perceives the subject. The self-knower can only perceive a subject. So there is a third consciousness that perceives the particular object in a subject again.
So the third one is the subtler one than the second one. The third one is like the platform of the second one.
Just like example, like when your eye consciousness see table, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But your eye consciousness doesn't see your eye consciousness.
Yes.
But like kind of self-knower, this self-knower, this one direct perceiver see your eye consciousness. Even you can say conceptual mind, yeah. Inferential value cognizer.
Mm-hmm.
Other like conceptual mind can see your eye consciousness.
Yes.
Yeah, just like conceptual mind, like we say inferential value cognizer, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All other conceptual mind can see your eye consciousness. But your eye consciousness couldn't see your eye consciousness.
Yes.
That's why we're talking about self-knower. Yeah.
There's only one self-knower, right?
Yeah, usually it's self-knower because each consciousness has self-knower. Why? Because each consciousness self-knower? Because each consciousness, they couldn't see manifestly or they couldn't see directly. That's why they use self-knower. Yeah, self-knower is like kind of is a other direct perceiver, like which other direct perceiver like kind of feel your eye consciousness like. Feel like your eye consciousness. Yeah, just like when you eat something, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe this example just my way, okay. I'm Korean, I don't know, I'm sorry. Just like when you eat something, yeah? Eat something, you have kind of, maybe you drink like hot water or something. You have feeling. That's feeling. You feel, hot water. Yeah? Hot water. Hot water, yeah?
Yeah, hot water.
It's not correct example. It's like kind of other like the other direct perceiver like feel like this eye consciousness, see like eye consciousness. But we say feel like, but we say see is in the rari mosum sing that kora eye consciousness kora tongi that kanda and shape of your is kora tongi.
This is
kora yonking.
There's a consciousness, what is known as the self-knower, that actually experiences the subject itself, the subject, yeah. Or the consciousness. In other words, the eye consciousness cannot see eye consciousness itself, right? So therefore, there is another third consciousness, what is known as self-knower, which actually experiences eye consciousness itself.
Oh, that kind of natural patterns. Now I remember this example in middle school. Okay. Natsuki sent somebody that Oma Panyi Rani Yomi Tsudu when they do debate self knower, yeah? That Oma Panyi Monsin Chi Chi Nyonshi Yede Tushi Temba Yepshilora. That Monsin Chi Chi Nyonshi Yede Tushi Temba Yepshilora. Kanda Kosuki Monsin Kora Tongi Rani Gomari Tembe Nyon Tu Du Lajora. Otu Nanjengi. The next thing is, the next thing is, the next thing is, the next thing is, Tende nyongke ki ta kanda tembi ki tabji, ta kanda ani ngonsung ki, tende ki ta kanda mishi nyongke ki, o tende ki yores, pe tende dhoji.
Aso.
Ti insa, nga tsu ki sen sanbe tu rangri ki nyongs la ures, ta tenjo ato su yinna tembi ki tabji nyongs la ures. Ode.
Nanda te ta kuyen te tengi oro waro wachi.
Ah, ngonsen ki nyongshi tuji tembi, oh, tenjo waro.
Ngonsen che chi tembi karsa, karsung.
Nyongshi yote tuji tembi.
Nyongshi yote, oh.
Nyongshi ko nyongken yode, ani tenpa yobishi.
Let him translate.
Okay, nima la, sungda.
La.
Sungda.
That's all. So that, tanda di, bho ki pedi nga yakpura chi nye maso rupchi tanda di.
Pe na gung chi tuzi, nga su gung kaya ra, gung chi tuzi.
Gung kaya tuzi ya, chiwa suni ba, chiwa tanda di.
Chiwa la ya, nga su ki kasa puyo la chiwa di sawa lindze, ko chiwa la ya, chi du shu la ya, chiwa la du shu.
Du shu ne?
Chiwa la du shu ne, chiwa di ko tenpa mengi cha ne. Tenmi cha ne, ko sawa la. Ta, ya ka, ya du cha undu zamba le ndu ta ra. Ndu ta undu zamba le. Do that Koran to do Zambale Korangi, oh, yes, has on Sansangi, Tembi, Tabji, Tahara, Temba, the Sini, Korangi, Takanda, oh, Nala Gungi to the Anangale, two Shundu, Sansangi, Takanda Koran Dikos, Nyongris. Oh, Gungi to the two Shubadi, Koran Nyongris, Otunaji, Otunyo, the Tembi, Tabji, Nyongudo.
So now here, Bob, how the middle way school, the thoughts of school, actually, you know, objects or the negates. The Rangrik, which is the self-nor that is asserted by the my only schools. Therefore, there is a syllogistic system established by the Madhyamaka school of thought by saying that Munzin Shuchin, which means the consciousness that apprehends the blue, is a consciousness of experiencing consciousness. Because it experiences blue is because, there is recollections of that, it is because of the recollections of that particular object, then the consciousness, I can remember how that particular object is. So therefore, it doesn't need any, you know, kind of self-nor, but rather it is a recollections. Recollection is one that enables one to recall how that object that has been already asserted above, you know, ascertained. So then also, set another example by saying that there's a one particular animal. I'm not sure, I don't know how to say in English. It's a one
like
particular
kind of mouse, like mouse. They're kind of animal only in Tibet, like kind of mouse. They come out during the summertime, but wintertime under the ground. The kind of animals in legendary
so this is a kind of animal that, you know, actually it, you know, resides under you know, beneath the earth, beneath the, you know, ground in during the winter. And not only that, it actually, you know, reside beneath the underground, but also have
So there's no
recollections or the thought that you are about.
So I miss that.
It's completely like fainted. So entire, those animals are completely fainted. You know, they're in a state of fainting state for their, you know, entire winter. And then when they, when they arose from that fainting situation is when the thunder, you know, the resounding of the thunder during the autumn, will then wake him up, and then
wake up, and then they know they have feeling of the poison during the winter time.
Their body and the feelings are completely poisoned and then paralyzed during the winter time. So they have this kind of memories or you know, recollections.
Oh, that the recollection thing, the cause of the temper that you know, or that do they have rarity in doing it? So the musum rarity thing, musum thing, you know, those are that
So now the difference between those different philosophical tenets, the way they assert, is one, it says it is because of their recollections, to remember what happened to them. And then whereas another, you know, category of the philosophical tenets, which actually asserts that in a self-knower, they said it is because of the self-knower, which enables this individual to recall what had happened.
What?
Hopefully it doesn't.
Yeah, recollection, yeah.
What's their reason for serving
as a recollection? So, Karsana, Kuzugi, Tembasan Loga, Karsla, Zambale, Tembi Gitabi Nyons Logres, Raris Logmaris, Raris Logan, Kuzu Quad Kakalan or Dakanda. Raris labaina, Shiva Korangi Koran Rigo dus lagu dus lordakanda, Kuzo Rari siede, Shiva Koran Rikegi, and Shiva Jenji son diamar, Musunji. Uma Bagi Raris led Zamale, on a Koran Rigo dus and Dakana Kotan Dejijur, and Shiva Korangi Koran Ribaina, and in Garanzugi, Retu Yora, Retu Tiamugi, and a Korangi Korang Tiamutu dus, and in Garanz Mundawina, so Suzu Pumbakal and Zatuba. Otunda Chando, Dusan Dako, Dins and Rariks in the Medusan Dakanda, Korang Ris Lodu Zambale, Sheba Korangi Koran Rikanges on Dar, Duda Zemba Nazi Koson Diamare.
Uma Bendes conversation.
Uma Bego, Uma Tenjo,
Uma conversation. So, here, why the Madhyamaka school actually rejects the existence of the self-knower is to them. When they talk about the self-knower, that their understanding of the self-knower is the one particular consciousness that understands itself, that understands that particular consciousness itself, because it's just the self-knower, you know, Rangrik in Tibetan, which, you know, roughly translated in English as the self-knower. And so, therefore, if you accept the self-knower, then the self-knower literally, then the subjective mind itself perceives the subjective mind. Subjective mind itself perceives subjective mind. So therefore they also give a metaphor of this. You're actually saying as if that you can climb yourself on your shoulder. Or that you are just saying the sword, the one particular sword can cut the tip of one itself. So this cannot happen. Because one, regardless of how sharp that particular sword may be, it cannot cut itself. Similarly, you know, the Rangrik, there is no such consciousness that perceives itself.
So
what they assert is they assert the recollections or the experience.
Yeah, is it clear? that example I have, you know, but it's really difficult for me to show like example, you know. That's why I told you guys, because sometimes you have to read commentary in those, then clear it will be. Yeah, recollection, because they see by recollect, like example, like, yeah, because like this mouse, like animal under the ground during the winter time. Okay, that, Kogi, that same layer, Timba Yagi, Nubando Kanda Yoris Low is Ray. You tell Nima.
Oh,
it's okay.
Hello, Nimala. My question is really about recollection. How would Madhyamika assert there's a mind has the ability of recollection?
Okay. That. Jamba tena kanda umabe da kuran su the jamba thing in the kanda chi dogo penas jamba thing in the that pen the same kuran liya jamba yu ay ki the nuba chi kanda su pena kan dedan kanda yu jambe nuba chi kanda chi dogo penas in the sudo.
Oh, the that de chidan ki ngaso ki wala dura dusun dawa ina chi kalle tu topi dusun na tenshi ngishi toba dusun tenshi no sha yar da. That you know, Umma be June to the summer in Alolaya, that she temple and Nuba Yodan, the Deshi Joe Maride, Yina, Takanda, Mazuki temple and Nuba Yoda, me, see, de Paju, any Shibagi, the Tangi, Nuba Yoda, me, see, the Tangazuki, Seriba Najingi, Kanda Kusunajingi, Takanda, Aranz, Sonic Town, Deshi Jogura, Tapena Aranz, Leban, the Ujaba, Yina, Lebalaya, Kotemba, Nyasagi, Kochi Yoris, and Takanda, or the Deji Loura. Loura. Ina ya ta kanda ngarazu temba yu da mi nu pashu kwanle tengi nuba yu da mi slaya de karsana zozo kanda chigi ngarazu gi ani chigi zozo ndu os nyamba laya jura zozo ti di kanla le gar ta kada o ndu chuzu risha o nyam ndu o nyam laya jura ndu o nyam slo du zambale ndu o nyam slo du zambale hama jinji gi tongi peche ne ani duo nyamse da kanda dobai dunyam gi lo yebi dunyam gi lo yebi dig tab ji da kanda ko nyuba yoba de dig du re temba nyuba yose de dunyam sle de duo nyam sle de zambale yin ji pe gi on de ji ris on de chu ji ris kanda yin gi pe gi kanda ko dile on do tinza da kono le temba ye gi shibala temba ye gi nyuba kanda yose le de zambale ta nga zu ya ji gi tik tu ne ta kanda chi gi pena ngara su son dang ba ina mi gi ngusum du su la ya pena ngara su mi shi ngusum du su la temba sin ja mi do
no
to pa la temba se de ma je to pa kan de shi je do tu yu ga su la du zam ba le to pa di gi pa son ta ne je la chi thong de ko du o s nyam ne nyam lo ta kanda thot o du yu bi gi ta kanda ji se de je la de ne mi shi du su la ko kanda temba ja mi do ती तो न सोन दांबाई ना अनि तोबा लटेंबा जाय मिशी लटेंबा जाय मदो ती तो न सोन दांबाई ना अनि तादा क्वाले गिरेस ती जफा तु न दुनिया गलो तु नोरेस
सो हियर पॉप इट इज बिकॉज़ यू हैव अ व्हेन यू पॉप व्हेन यू कम टू सी समथिंग एंड यू हैव अ थॉट of seeing one particular object by saying, this is that, right? This is that. This is how it is, or this is that. So when you say that, it is actually, you know, driven by your memories. And you have seen something in the past and you see something that's similar type of that object at this particular time. Oh, yeah, this is that. This is it is. This is how it is. Or this is that. So you have a thought. So this is completely a conceptual. We're talking about conceptual consciousness. And it is, particularly the these recollections or the dhamma are the thought consciousness or the conceptual consciousness. So therefore, there is a certain, you know, a certain, you know, ability. There is a certain ability for that particular consciousness to have that kind of assumption or that kind of judgment regarding that particular object, right? So then, here, then again, if you look at how our eye consciousness perceives things. When our eye consciousness perceives things, an eye consciousness, there's no way that we can have an eye consciousness that is in the nature of recollections. By saying, when the eye consciousness sees object, it sees object nakedly and but there's no such feeling or the perception of saying this is that, and so forth. This is this, and so forth. It is, so when it comes to something that you understand, this is that, this is this, then it directly goes to the conceptual thoughts. There's no such a non-conceptual thought that can have this kind of feeling or that kind of assumption.
Yeah, actually, also this is kind of very difficult to very clearly, like, if like scientists, maybe they say, they have memory recollection, they have kind of part of brain, you know. But in our Buddhism, how do we say, like, okay, if I have a question, because if you memory something, yeah, how mind do you have keep memory? How do you have memory? How mind do you recollect memory? Memory, yeah? That means it means refers to the thought. Thought, when they see, oh, like, they keep like kind of, like, mind, like, thinking power put on your mind. Then you remember, like, you when you see, like, oh, like, it's power put on your mind, on thinking. That's what, then you have thought, remembering. This will, this kind of thinking, like, awake. Yeah, this is, yeah, kind of, yeah. Okay, maybe time is the, Betty have one question, short question, okay. I don't know, because in Tibet, in monastery, we don't even, when I was young, I memorize everything. Even I don't have initiation. Yeah, in monastery they do, because even don't have initiation, you can memorize everything. Just like Tara, whatever, you can, yeah. Yeah, this is a kind of you don't do, yeah. Yeah, this you cannot do, yeah. Without initiation. Yeah, you just like Dara Mantra, when you recite Dara Mantra, you if you don't have initiation, you visualize Dara in front of you. That's enough. You don't have to yourself become like Dara or something. Visualize in front of you and then nectar dissolve on you or something like. Yeah, okay. Okay, Nyamala, ni la tuji che Nyamala.
Nazo rum che.
Ani tiz jilun hotes.
Nazo rum che.
Nazo tuji che Nyamala.
Game inder rum che las.
Ani donta Nyamala ko zin zinda yos.
Tara rwa.
Nazo tuji che Nyamala.
Nazo las.
Nazo tuji ho. Nazo okay. Okay, sorry. Okay, dedication, short dedication.
Oh,